Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Father, in your plan for salvation, you have appointed priests to minister to your people and to your holy altars. By the power of this sacrament, may their priestly service always be pleasing to you and bring lasting good to your church. We ask this through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, all powerful and ever living God, we do well always and everywhere to give you thanks. By your Holy Spirit, you anointed your only Son, High Priest of the new and eternal covenant. With wisdom and love, you have planned that this one priesthood should continue in the church. Christ gives the dignity of a royal priesthood to the people he has made his own. From these, with a brother's love, he chooses men to share his sacred ministry by the laying on of hands. He appoints them to renew in his name the sacrifice of our redemption. As they set before your family his paschal meal, he calls them to lead your holy people in love. Nourish them by your word and strengthen them through the sacraments. Father, they are to give their lives in your service and for the salvation of your people as they strive to grow in the likeness of Christ and honor you by their courageous witness of faith and love. We praise you, Lord, with all the angels and saints in their song of joy.
Thank you.
rightly gives you praise. All life, all holiness comes from you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. By the working of the Holy Spirit, from age to age, you gather people to yourself, so that from east to west, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. And so, Father, we bring you this gift. We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate this Eucharist. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks and praise. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all men, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me."
Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
His glorious resurrection and ascension into heaven, and ready to greet him when he comes again, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look with favor on your church's offering, and see the victim whose death has reconciled us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by his body and blood, may we live filled with Holy Spirit and become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make us an everlasting gift to you and enable us to share in the inheritance of your saints with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, the martyrs, the saints of England and Wales, and all your saints, on whose constant intercession we rely for help.
Lord, may this sacrifice, which has made our peace with you, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Strengthen in faith and love your pilgrim church on earth, our Holy Father, John Paul, whom you have placed over your church, the bishops of England and Wales, and all the bishops with the clergy and the entire people your Son has gained for you. Father, hear the prayers of the family you have gathered here before you. In mercy and love, unite all your children wherever they may be. Welcome into your kingdom our departed brothers and sisters and all who have left this world in your friendship. We hope to enjoy forever the vision of your glory through Christ our Lord, from whom all good things come.
Rule him with him in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Let us pray with confidence to the Father in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Thank you.
is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. May the body of Christ bring you to the last of life. Let us pray. Lord, may the sacrifice we offer and receive give life to your priests and to all your people. Keep them joined to you by a love that will never end, and make them worthy members of your household. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. The Lord be with you. May the God of all consolation bless you in every way and grant you peace all the days of your life. May he free you from all anxiety and strengthen your hearts in his love. May he enrich you with his gifts of faith, hope, and love, so that what you do in this life will bring you to the happiness of everlasting life. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.